Welcome to the Chicago Golf Tour Podcast, sponsored by Sub 70 Golf. Sub 70 Golf is the number one direct-to-consumer golf equipment company based out of Sycamore, Illinois. By cutting out middlemen and unnecessary overhead, Sub 70 products are roughly half the cost of other OEMs. Everything is custom built, and they typically have 1 to 2 week turnaround times. With a full equipment line from driver through putter and options for everyone, go check out Sub 70 Golf at golfsub70.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are back, and we are back better than ever, Rob. How are we doing, big fella?
Good. How are yourself, Tom?
I'm good, man. What a night, man. What a day. Day was unbelievable. The night, this is like, you know, early summer, maybe a bonfire, maybe not. This is, you know, shorts and a t-shirt. Like, this is what we've been waiting for, Rob.
Yeah, this is the weather. Like, Sunday, I could like, leave that alone. I don't want the 85 yet. That was just balls hot. I don't want that. Give me this right now. It's perfect.
Yeah. Before we jump into the recap of the Wells Fargo, we need to recap your round at Klein Creek. Mm-hmm. First event, West Side Tour.
It was awesome. Played Twilight. Played with Vince. Played on Thursday. Got there. It was like, it was kind of funny because, you know, it's still the beginning of the season, but it was just like pretty much like the Wild Wild West. You could do what you want. Like, you went in, checked in, there was no starter. Could have just got on the cart and took it off if you want. But yeah, it was great, man. We played in under 3 hours in golden hour. It was great. Like I was telling you, freaking, like, I was a mental midget, like, the first, like, 6-7 holes with my back, man. I just could not, like, stepping on the first tee, and I was just, Vince was just, like, laughing at me, because I was, like, it was almost like, and this is terrible, like, a visual, because no one could see if you're not watching our YouTube channel, but yeah. I was, like, had the old man swing, right, you know, so I'm, like, stuttering, keeping it up at top, and then, like, not finishing through fully. A lot of things pulled left, because I was stopping, but, Course was in good condition. They are taking away a lot of sand traps, taking away like a lot of waste bunkers, and they're trying to do grass right now. And it's almost like they're using that. I compare it to, like, you know, that Sunday bag, that grass grower, you know, what I'm talking about. You ever seen
those? Yeah.
So like some of their big pot bunkers, waste bunkers, they have completely taken all the sand out. It's dirt and like it looks like that Sunday bag shit all over it. Obviously they have it roped off and or, you know, unplayable, so you get your drop. But it was kind of, it was shocking to me because some of that was what makes some of those holes, like that hole 8, that par 3. Like,
I was just gonna ask, like, any on their like signature holes?
Yeah, it was like up 17, that par 3 that's surrounded by the sand is like the whole left side. They're taking away that sand and it looks like they're trying to grow grass, or maybe they had a drainage problem and they're trying to fix it. I don't know. But it was just and then hole,
maybe they're just trying to cut cost.
I don't know. That whole that par 5 hole 7 that has all those waste bunkers down left up by the green.
Yeah.
The plate taken away. Like, they're no sands in there. It's all dirt. And like I said, that Sunday spray. But as far as like fairways and greens, it was in good shape. Like, I was impressed, especially for like $49 to play. Right. It was like, it was, you couldn't beat it. And playing in under 3 hours was great. But like, you know, got done with 9. I hate 9. 9's like the hardest hole, I think, personally. Just that dog leg right. And it's just, it's not, if you go left into 11th fairway, it's pretty much a par 5 and you're just hoping to get a 5. So ended on a double bogey and then got to the 10th tee and I was like, you know what, let's just go for it. Like, my back, if it, I have the muscle relaxers in the bag. If it fucking does it again, it does it again. And just went on a heater on the back nine, kind of went back to my old easy swing and was able to turn out and fired off a good back nine. I was happy with how it ended. And like I said, it was nice when you have like the course to yourself. Right. I mean, there's people out there, but there was no one behind us and no one in front of us. And you just got to play at your pace that you want to play and just enjoy around. And last Thursday's weather was perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, and then, you know, get to enjoy the hot dog afterwards and hang out and just shoot the shit and enjoy the season knowing that it started again. Yeah, it was good. It felt good. It was great. So then knowing my back, knock on wood, has been holding up and stretching everything. I've hit the driving range a few times during lunch this week. So, and then at the end of last week. So I think we're back, man. Not fully back, but mentally, I think I'm getting back. So it was good. It was nice to be out there. But and Vince played good. I mean, we all had our struggle holes, but just to be able to swing outside again and not have to be inside, it was good.
Yeah. The scorecard, as soon as I saw your scorecard, I'm like, he went off on the back. Would you shoot 38 on the back?
Yeah, it's like the tale of two cities, right? You had 45 on the front, 38 on the back. And I was joking right when we were going to tee off. I said, my only goal, and I wrote it in my scorebook, because I have this, like one of those tracker pads. I just said, I want to break 90.
Yeah.
I'm at 89. I'll be happy with 89. I don't care. Yeah. I just want to break 90. That's all I want to do. But, you know, you talk about your putter, that Scotty, that Phantom one I have now. Whoo, man, it was good. It rolled true. And the other thing I want to say, and this is no shit, I'm this is dead serious. I'll take those TA3 wedges. I'll put it up against any freaking wedge out there right now. Honestly. Volke, Cleveland, whatever you want. They were unbelievable, man.
Really?
Unreal. Seriously. Like the best wedge I've ever played. It was crazy. Out of the sand, up close, just like how they nipped. They were awesome.
I'm gonna have to get my hands on those. How sore were you after the round? Like the next day?
Yeah, I got home and Katie's like, how do you feel? I'm like, I was just joking with her. I'm like, man, you know, I was like petrified, like going off. Like I don't want to ever have that happen again. And then, you know, by like the 10th tee, I started having like happy tears in my eyes. Cause like, you know, golf's like life, you know, how they say in Ted Lasso, football is life, golf is life. Right. Wow. So, she goes, well, are you going to start stretching? You know, you're going to stretch tonight. So hey, after the kids went down, I did like about 20, 25 minutes of stretching. And I think that helped into Friday morning. I was a little sore, but not as bad as I thought I was going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Speaking of Vince, we had the first official hot dog review of the year.
Oh yeah.
Which was a great one.
So they offered us just a little behind the scenes. They offered us brats.
Really?
At first. Yeah. And
like for the review.
Yeah. They said we got brats or hot dogs. What is this thing? He wanted to keep with the hot dogs, but he said he's open to suggestions if you want to try something else, review something else. It's like, oh no, let's just keep with the hot dogs, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the hot dog is just like the cheese pizza that El Prez does. You know, it's
right,
right. Standard. If he wants to veer off and do a additional review, I'm all for it. I saw that they actually gained what, a half star since last year in the
hot dog. Well, you know, it did look a lot better presentation wise. I'll give them that. I had one myself and it was good. I thought it was good.
Nice. Very nice.
And they had all the condiments out for you this time compared to last year. So that was another good thing.
Solid. When are you looking to get your Orchard Valley round in?
I think end of next week, you know, with Mother's Day this weekend. That's gonna be no bueno. We're not gonna test those waters. So probably end of next week, Friday next week. I know it's cutting it close, but Friday next week looks pretty tempting to play outside.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much after, what was it, Monday, where it was just like cold and rainy. It was just like a completely shitty fall day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I think we're in the clear. I think we're like 70s here on out.
I hope so. I'll take 70s over the, like I said, the 80s on Sunday. So did you get your second round in? Did you play Coyote Run?
Yeah, I played actually this morning.
Oh, nice. Perfect day for
it. Was unbelievable. I think we were the second group off, maybe the third, but we didn't see the people in front of us. We didn't see the people in back of us. Again, it was like we had the course to ourselves. It was nice. You know, it was at our own pace.
Did you walk again?
Yeah.
Oh, two for two?
2 for 2. Pushcart Mafia. Dude, so I got to tell you, man, it definitely slows the game down, which is probably good for me because I'm pretty impatient. And sometimes I do just like jump in the cart and depending on how the last shot went, you know, motherfuck, whatever. And then just like speed up to the ball.
Yeah, right.
And then kind of, you know, maybe rush that next shot. it's nice, especially for shots like that. Like today I had a couple penalty shots where, you know, I had some choice words, but, you know, after like 15 steps, I even said to myself, I used John Rahm's, I said, be a goldfish, Tom, be a goldfish. And then,
you know that's from, right?
Huh?
You know that's from, right?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. So then, no, it definitely helped. So yeah, I'm all for, push cart, especially, I'll tell you what, like the weekday golf is so underrated. And mm-hmm. I think push cart during weekday golf is like a perfect concoction. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody really out there. By the time we were done playing, the course was mobbed. And this sure. is, you know, we got done at like, you know, 11, whatever, 11:20, 11:30 on a Wednesday, and this place was mobbed. Mm-hmm. Coyote Run, man. I don't play it enough. I used to play it probably like 3 or 4 times a year, maybe, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago. I need to play it more. It doesn't get the respect for the amount of rounds that place gets, because it's a pretty big or pretty busy Muni.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rounds get played there. They always keep it in good shape, man. It was great. Today was kind of dew heavy for like the first 2-3 holes because we teed off at like 7:06. But besides that, like, I mean, the course was mint. The greens,
nice.
Good. Yeah, the greens for a Muni are awesome. Just overall, like, the course was in really, really good shape. The starter was on top of his game. He got us off. You know, he was making sure everybody was on time and getting people off. And it was good. I mean, I didn't play great. Again, story of my life, Rob. Tee shots. When I don't hit the ball well, and it's not like I didn't hit the ball well. I just had 2 errant penalty strokes off the tee, 1 lost ball, 1 into the drink on the first par 5, which was not ideal. Irons were great all day, stuffed a lot of shots. Again, the pyramid putter, man. The thing
I was just gonna ask.
I don't think I haven't counted up my stats yet. I don't think I putted nearly as good as I did last week, but I would say it was probably close. I had a lot of like 8 to 10 foot pars today, at least 4 of them that I needed bad. Drain those. Like it, Rob, this thing, you would have to pay me to pull it out of my bag. It is, I'm telling you, it's that good for whatever reason. The confidence standing over it, everything just feels right. Chipping was, you know, night and day compared to last week. I still had 1 bladed chip, but other than that, like, chipping was good. I just, you know, had some bad mistakes. Didn't play well on the front. Played well on the back. I think I shot 3 over on the back. So it was, you know, for event 2, I'm
sure.
I'm whatever. I'm happy with it. I'll tell you what, I'm fucking sore right now. My back.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm also like on 3 hours of sleep, but whatever. I could feel my back like tight. It's super tight right now. But I was doing, so I basically have been outside ever since I got home, just doing like yard work. I got the pool filling right now, put in the pump, and, you know, starting to get that prepared to open probably maybe tomorrow or Saturday. So yeah, I'm sore. I'm going to sleep like a kid tonight. So I can't wait. But yeah, we're, you know, we wrap up event 2 this Friday on the Southside Tour. And then, dude, it's already event 3, the Masters.
Yeah, your Masters. Yep.
Yeah, which is crazy. But did you catch any of the Wells Fargo?
I caught a little bit. I didn't watch much like you. I was, it was mostly yard work out this weekend, you know, being outside with the kids on Sunday and getting things fixed up around here. So, but I had it on in the background. Thought it was close, you know, Xander in the beginning on Sunday. And then when I turned around and saw them after 9 on 10, that 2-shot swing or whatever it was, they went to back for the 2-shot lead and looked at it again. He had what, like a 5-shot lead?
Yeah.
And then what, bogeyed 18, but ended up having a 4-shot lead. But yeah, no, I couldn't get into it, especially with my boy Spieth not even making the cut. Like watching him Thursday, Friday, it was depressing. And then seeing him drop out for this was you know, that sucked for this weekend with his wrist. So hopefully, hopefully it's not as bad as, you know, you read on Twitter. But yeah, as far as Wilder Fargo go, watched a little bit, not too much. Like maybe if Rahm or Scotty was in it, I'd pay a little bit more attention to it, seeing that speed dropped out. But unfortunately, it wasn't like on my must watch list. You know, how about yourself?
No, I was shocked you brought up the Spieth miscut. I was wondering if you were going to, and if you didn't, guess who was going to bring it up?
Yeah, no, I was motherfucking my TV on Friday. I just like, I'm like, what are you doing? Everything was going to the left. Everything was going to the left. Yeah. Just left, left, left. And just by the end of it, you know, you just wanted to get out of there. It was just, it sucked. Right.
For a designated event, it was pretty, it was a pretty big dud.
Yeah.
Especially with Rory and Rahm and, like you said, Scotty. Like, you know, I think Xander was pretty much the only one near the top. You know, Saturday, I think, what, Terrell hadn't made a run. Who else made a run Saturday? It just, there was nobody really notable up there. But yeah, it was pretty weak. And usually the Wells Fargo is pretty good. You know, for whatever reason, I always think about the Wells Fargo and Ricky Fowler. Like those two always.
Yeah, when he won, yep.
Yeah.
Or Homa. Homa won it twice, right? So. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I didn't watch. I think I got into work and watched literally like the last three holes.
You know, to be honest with you, I found myself the last like few days at night or, you know, on my phone, like watching more of like influencers on YouTube, like just checking that stuff out. Cause I haven't done that for a while. So to get caught up on that, cause did you see that whole shit with good
and I was just about to say something.
Oh man.
Was that? So I don't know if this was real because you know, that Twitter handle where it's like tour, it's like T U R.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I see that and I don't like look at his, you know, profile pic or whatever, and I'll read it and I'm like, dude, there's no way that happened. And then I'm like, oh, it's this guy. I don't know if it was him or not, but he posted a picture of a guy with a huge welt on his head. Was that the guy?
Oh no. That, so what I read is the kid got hit in the nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, his parents want to sue.
Really?
Yeah. So because
wow,
again, this is all reading on Twitter and catching what people are saying and whatever reliable sources. But what the last thing I read was kid got hit there, can't really walk. Parents want to sue because there was like no tickets, right? So there was no like legal, you know, binding contracts or whatnot. And it was just, you know, just a get together event. But why in the hell
would
you want to even stand like that? Like have a, to have that many people there, A, is pretty impressive. But to make a lane with those guys watching their YouTube videos,
right?
They have a shank pretty much every video, right? So it's just like,
I mean,
not like it's Tiger Woods sitting there ready to go off the tee.
Right. It was crazy that it's Grant too. Like I could see Bubby or somebody else doing that.
Yeah, right, right. But,
no, but when you get a second, look at that tour handle and see if the picture's on there, it's pretty hilarious. It's just like some old Scottish guy with a huge welt on the top of his head. So obviously it was just like sad there, but
And then I, you know, the other video that cracked me up the other night that I had to watch, and I just, my eyes were glued because I wanted to see the outcome of how many times people are going to puke was when they did the cheeseburger.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, dude. The funnier part was when they went into McDonald's to order the cheeseburgers.
I saw that part. I didn't watch the whole video though yet. I've kind of been on a hiatus of YouTube videos. Typically I'll tune into like all of the new stuff, but for whatever reason. But yeah, I gotta check out that Bob DeSport. I did see when Cold Cuts grabbed one of the burgers early in McDonald's
and a fry.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's insane.
I was dying laughing.
Speaking of picks, we're gonna jump right into the Book It With T Byron Nelson picks. Who do you like in that field, Rob?
Well, it was gonna be Spieth until he withdrew. So Scotty.
All right. T's picks, his long shot, Hickok, 350-1. Cameron Champ, 110-1. Woo, 70-1. Scott, 30-1. And his favorite, Hatton, 14-1. He also has a bonus pick, a live pick, Bryson, 50-1.
Oh, is it Oklahoma this weekend?
I don't know where it's at.
I think it's the Oklahoma one.
Is it?
I believe so, because the whole Gooch coming home type deal.
It's kind of a wild. I mean, does Oklahoma ever even host a tournament?
I don't know. I could be completely wrong, to be honest with you. I don't really pay. I just spent like that whole U.S. Open qualifier thing with him and stuff like that in the last week. Yep. And
speaking of, did you see that story? That kid from U of I?
Yeah.
Qualifier? Like,
that sucks.
It's insane, man. The rules are so fucking dumb. Like, what are we doing? First of all, what are you doing hosting a qualifier and you got punch greens? Why is that even a rule? Like, if you could fix a ball mark, you know, it irritates me, man. That kid shouldn't have had to do that. He set a course record. He was on fire. Yeah. Like, good for him though. The integrity part, I get. That's awesome. But like, it's so shitty. I mean, the rules are just so dumb.
So I agree with you. Like, that should be changed. I don't know if you sound like you probably didn't listen to Shotgun Start this morning, but, you know, Andy brought that up. And, like, you know, you're in Illinois. What do you expect right now? You know, courses are aerating their greens. It is what it is. But the other thing I kept on thinking about is, like, how did you not notice that the greens were aerated?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you know what? That's as him as a player, you know. I don't know. Maybe they're aerated like a month ago and it's barely there and he's just fixed them. But
yeah,
I thought it was interesting too how long and whatever the time frame is, I don't know. But, you know, him going to watch his teammate play another guy said, you know, while they're watching the hole that the greens were aerated and that's when he turned himself in type deal thing. I thought that was even cooler that it wasn't like when he was actually just finishing up, you know?
Right. I mean, he very well could have not even known the rule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that rule until it was talked about. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you can't fix, you know, aerated marks. Like,
right.
I don't get that, though. Like, what where's the line between it should just be any kind of repair that needs to be made on the green? Mm-hmm. If there's something that's going to interfere with the roll of your ball, you should be able to fix it, whether it's fucking goose shit. Aerated greens, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the golf guys and the karma will come back and, you know, he's a stud though, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, that whole story was crazy. Mm-hmm. I side texted Ryan about that and he even said it in his article too. He's like, I honestly thought there was a cheating scandal, another one. And he's like, I was so happy that there wasn't. Right. Yeah. But yeah, that was his initial thought. A lot of good things cooking, Rob. We got, like I said, we're about to enter event 3 on the Southside Tour. You guys in the North are on event 2.
Yep.
Things are moving. I think people are really starting to get the gist of it. So Slack's been awesome. Slack has been bumping, man.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe the amount of guys who were like, you know, and not only the guys that post, but like the guys that are replying, there's like 3 or 4 replies to every post. It's like, hey, you want to jump out Thursday or Friday? Like, literally couldn't be any more happy to see that. Yeah. And then obviously we made the change going back to, you know, the old ways of 2022. Yeah. You know, that's on us. Hand up.
For testing. Yeah.
Yeah. We thought the QR code and honestly, like it is a great idea. It is a great feature. Like ideally, yeah, that would be awesome. But just because of how unique we are and we're not playing a one-day tournament, I get it. Like things are a little bit more laxed on that side. So yeah, we had to do away with it. It was causing too many issues. I think we made the right call. Everything's been great ever since. And I'm sure the new members will agree. It's much more easier to upload your score. So yeah, everything's grooving. We got merch coming out. What else we got cooking, Rob?
Good weather.
Yeah, got good weather. We got pool season happening. We got summer. A lot of good stuff coming. Tomorrow, Rob, we have so we're trying to recruit some more guys. The May rendezvous Zoom call.
Yep.
So obviously, guys who may not know this, but basically, like, the VIP section of our website, it's called The Rendezvous. If you join The Rendezvous, you get all of these member benefits. You know, you get 15% off of merch drops. You get scouting for any of the tours. We do a once a month Zoom happy hour. So tomorrow is May's happy hour. April's was awesome. Mm-hmm. We had quite a few guys on that. You know, everybody's drinking, smoking cigars. We're just shooting the shit. So come join us.
Yeah, of course.
Is what I'm getting at. But we're going to jump right into the top three, Rob. Are you ready for the top three?
I am. So, you know, I'm not going to take yours after we talked on Sunday, because I'll leave that to you, because that was good with the horse racing. But I caught on Twitter the other day and it got me thinking again. And I don't know if we talked about this, but it's been a while. It's a new season. Might be new things. What are the top three things you must have in your golf bag?
I'll go number one, water. Technically, that's in the beverage pouch of my bag. Sure. So I'm going to qualify that.
Sure.
I usually bring like the big, like Yeti, but it's got like the screw top, you know, old school, you know, football, like suck thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say water. I mean, cause I'm not, unless I'm boozing, I don't really stop in the halfway house, or if I'm getting a dog. So you always got to have something to drink with you, whether that's booze or water or whatever. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm going to throw a sneaky one in there. I'm going to say Sharpie. Sharpie is always good, whether you mark your ball or you do the putting line. Just always good to have.
Oh, yeah.
And then number one, I would have to say probably the speaker.
Mm.
The Wingman. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Wingman. It's always good, you know. Whether vibes are good or they're not, especially Pushcart Mafia, you could kind of just go off on your own and catch some tunes and mellow out. But how about you?
Three would have to be a power bank with walking, you know, with the phone and all that stuff. Always make sure you have, you know, backup to charge things. Two would have to be that, you know, just like the medical tape, because I have sensitive hands, sensitive skin. So I've got to tape up those fingers.
Have you ever tried Band-Aid tape?
It's on. Yeah. I have that, a roll of that in my bag too. It's funny. I just got an extra roll for Ella for her earrings for soccer, because she got her ears pierced, so she can't take them out. So I've been trying to put that tape over them, because you can't wear them during games or in practice. So that's been entertaining. I like that tape. It's nice and soft, and it doesn't like when you sweat, it doesn't come off. It's great.
Yeah, it's real cushy.
Yeah, and then number one, obviously, let's open up the comments to everybody making fun of me like last year. But you know where I'm going. I'm going apples and bananas, man. They got to be in the bag at all times.
Unbelievable.
You'll see if you keep on walking, you'll need that energy. Honorable mention, like you said, speaker though. That's a good one. I always keep that in the bag too.
Well, Rob, it's good to be back as always. And until next time, we'll see you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway, Tom.
See you, buddy.